What's up? Today, it's going to be real fast. I just got out of town. I just came from out of town. Took my mom out of town for her birthday. And I want to talk about just doing something special for an elder like your mom, your dad, your aunt, or a loved one, or somebody that has been influential in your life. And I'm doing this podcast. It's going to be kind of rushed because the game is on, and it's a versus tonight. I want to check out the versus. But back to what I was saying, doing something for an elderly person or a loved one, a family member. And if you don't have your mom or your dad, do something for an aunt or anybody. But just do something nice for somebody. Now, I took my mom out of town to the beach, got an oceanfront room or whatever. And even if your financial situation is not up to par to take your loved one to the beach or wherever, just do something. Plan like a nice dinner, like a nice dinner. Or maybe you could cook for them, but just do something nice for them. I took my mom and my grandmama out, and I know they really appreciate it. Like I said, whatever you do, it doesn't have to be too expensive. It's just the thought that count. So, hey. Because we make time for what we want. And sometimes your mom, your dad, your aunt, they would like to experience some of the fun that we have. Because when it comes to doing for yourself, you will go all out the way. But today, we're going to do something for somebody else. And like I said, you don't have to spend a lot. You don't have to do a lot. It's just the thought that count. Because I know my mom and grandma really appreciate it. And when you do it, don't do it to get something in return. Just do it from the kindness of your heart. And blessings will come your way. And if you're married, I think if you don't do it for your parents, do it for your in-laws. But just do something for somebody that show your appreciation. Because the title of this podcast is, taking your elders out or doing something nice for an aunt, a cousin, or somebody. And I know you have somebody, an older family member, or maybe it's a coworker. It don't have to be a family member. It might be a coworker that has helped you and that has talked to you and dropped some gems on you, and you can return the favor. Like everybody, like I say, hopefully you have your parents still, but everybody has somebody. I have my mom still. But I know if I didn't have my mom, I have my aunts. I even have certain people, like for instance, it's a certain coworker of mine that I have. I hold a lot of respect for her. She's an older lady, maybe old enough to be my mom, but someone like that, I would take to dinner or plan a dinner, or she's a married lady, so it'd be nothing like that. I would pay for her dinner. But it's like today, all we're trying to do is do something for a person in your life, a person that's a little older. Do something and don't look for nothing in return. Do it from the kindness of your heart. And let your blessings come back to you. Now, I had so much fun doing what I did for my mom. And also, her cousin went. But I had fun just watching them people talk about old stories. Like, my mom's 68 years old. Her cousin's 69. My grandmama's 85. But that made my day. It made my weekend to see them get together, laugh, and talk about old times. So, like I said, you don't have to do like out of town or whatever. You could just take them out to eat. It's the small things that count. Small things that count. And I guess this is about it. Like I said, I didn't have a lot to talk about. This was just on my mind, you know, doing something for someone else. Mainly elderly, older than you, family members. Do something for someone that can't do nothing back for you. It'll go a long ways. And I know for a fact that the person will appreciate you, whatever it is that you do. Especially like with the holidays coming up, Christmas, it's like find you someone that's a little older, you know, if not a family member, find someone that's older and that you talk to and you know that they don't have a large family or whatever. But what you should do is buy them a gift. Just buy them a gift. You don't have to be nothing too expensive, but just get them a gift. Do something nice for someone else during the holiday season, because you spend it on these young people, your kids, whatever, they're not going to appreciate it as much. But I know for a fact, if you got that great uncle or great aunt or whatever, you know, you give him a pair of socks or whatever it might be, he's going to really appreciate it. And he's going to thank you. So, I want y'all to do that for me. Find somebody that you know or somebody in your family member, elderly, older than you, that has dropped some gems to help you out in life. Or it could be just a coworker that you think highly of. But he or she has to be older. Has to be older than you. Do something nice. And that's pretty much, that's all I have. Let me see what went on in the news this week. That was crazy. Well, I said this before and I said it once again. Joe Biden, he's really, it's like he's handing the keys to the car over to the Republicans. That's just what I think. And it's like he don't really care. Him and VP Harris, they're there. It's like they're puppets. They're just there to be put out front. But I don't really think they're doing anything so the Democrats can hold power after this term. It's like they're just going to give it right over. And people are still mad because he's doing everything. Seems like he's doing everything to avoid signing the George Floyd policing act, meaning that it would be wrong. It's wrongful for an officer to kill a civilian of color. And people are upset that, because mainly Joe Biden really won by the black vote, but he's not doing what he promised. And no one should be surprised that he's not doing it. But stuff like this, when it comes up for the next 4 years, they're not going to be down with him and VP Harris. It's like the last election, more people came out to vote than ever just to get Trump out of office. But the next election, I guarantee you, it's going to be so easy for Republicans to win because trying to get the people of color, trying to get their vote. Next time, I think people just not going to show up. Now, if Biden think he could trick people and wait right to his 4-year term is up and then sign the Policing Act, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because a lot of people, their patience are running thin. They want that Policing Act to be signed right now. Although I can say this, since he has been in office, there have not been too many killings of unarmed black men. When Trump was in office, it was like the drop of a dime. Every day you heard of somebody losing their life and they were unarmed people of color. But I can say, and like I say, I'm not here to bash Joe Biden, but the unarmed killings have been down. And that's a damn shame that we're saying we're happy that the numbers are down. Because if the numbers are down, that means people are still losing their lives. But it's sad that the fact that the numbers are down, we're excited about that. When we should be excited that there are no killings at all. And other than that, you know, everybody's still talking about the Kyrie Irving thing. And looking, the way it looks now, look like the Nets going to move forward without Kyrie. But it's his body, it's his choice. But like I say, Kyrie's a real one because they say he'll lose like $16 million. But the fact that he don't care about the money, he just don't trust you injecting something in his body. You got to respect that man because it's not about the money. He care about his life more than the money. That's how I look at it. Now, a lot of people saying, oh, he wouldn't leave out. They wouldn't leave that much money on the table. But you got to respect Kyrie for leaving all that money on the table. And I don't think his teammates should be upset with him. You know, you do what's good for you, and I will do what's good for me. And that's about it. But next week, I got an interesting topic. But until then, thank you all for listening to me run my mouth every week. And I'll be back on next week with my new topic.